There was a time not so long ago when people spoke of China as a nation on two wheels. Bicycles remain pretty popular in China even today, although cars are catching on. And now many Chinese are fusing the modern with the old. Electric bicycles are catching on, especially as fuel prices skyrocket. NPR's Anthony Kuhn went for a test ride.
Pretty smooth ride here. Cruising right along. Now here's a vehicle for the masses, and for Beijing's gridlocked streets and smog-choked air. The e-bike's battery is good for about 30 miles, after which you can still pedal. If you use the battery and pedal at the same time, you get a power assist, and the battery lasts an extra 12 miles or so. The bike's top speed is about 20 miles an hour, and nobody here wears helmets. The bikes are very popular with Chinese like Zhou Zhen, a building maintenance worker at Beijing's Tsinghua University. She's getting her bike fixed at a nearby store.
I just use the bike to take my kids from the university to their school and then pick them up. It's about 18 miles round trip. I take both my kids, who are small. What's not to like about these bikes? They're definitely better than regular ones.
Most of the e-bikes cost the equivalent of $200 or $300. Charging the battery takes about 4 hours and costs just a few cents. Also checking out the bikes is Wang Caijun, a migrant laborer from rural Hebei province. He says e-bikes are just beginning to show up in the countryside. You have to be pretty well off to afford one of these, he says. Maybe your family runs a small business, or you're an older person with children who have good jobs and give you a little money. Bike store owner Zhang Zhiquan has been selling the e-bike since 2003. He reckons that China's biggest city, Shanghai, now has over 1 million e-bikes in use, while Beijing may have around 700,000.
Sales of e-bikes are growing every year. I think they may eventually replace regular bicycles. In Beijing, e-bikes now account for 30 or 40% of the total, and about 60 to 70% in southern China.
But some southern cities, it seems, would rather promote cars than e-bikes. Several cities in prosperous Guangdong province have banned e-bikes and fined riders. The government argues that their lead batteries pollute and that riders disobey traffic laws and cause accidents. That's baloney, says Beijing-based lawyer Pu Zhiqiang. He's represented e-bike riders who have successfully sued city governments for confiscating their bikes. He says that banning e-bikes violates China's road safety law. The government can restrict the times or places where people can ride e-bikes, he says, or limit their speed. But the law doesn't give them the authority to ban an entire class of vehicles. He Xiaohua is head of the Guangdong Province Bicycle Industry Association, which has lobbied the government to reverse the bans. He says local bans on e-bikes are at odds with central government policy, including China's recently revised energy-saving law.
One of the highlights of this law is that it encourages the use of non-motorized vehicles for transport. I think this sort of regulation is an implicit criticism of some local governments banning or restricting the use of electric bicycles.
He says that despite the problems with local government policies, in the long term, the future for e-bikes in China looks promising. Anthony Kuhn, NPR News, Beijing.